One, two, three, four.
Spoils are back and live on the Musica stage. It's Ben and I, plus Cody, Liz, and Chris.
Spoils of Akron, the Spoils of Akron podcast.
So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Spoils of Akron podcast. My name is Ryan Dyke.
And I'm Ben Arrington.
Ben, this is a show about what?
Oh, the art, culture, and eccentric residents of the Rubber City.
That's right. And today we are live on stage on Musica. But if you are listening to this in podcast form, we just want you to know that you might hear some people in the background. Do not worry. You're not crazy or hearing satanic beings or anything like that. It's just the lovely audience that is joining us here tonight.
I like how you're still saying that, but you're like addressing the people in the room anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to play to both audiences, right? This is like the first one we've ever done. Right?
Yeah.
And as far as we know, the first one ever in Akron.
Yes.
I mean, that's crazy. And we say as far as we know because we've Googled it. We've had Chris Miller look up like historical newspaper clippings. We've done everything we can. And as far as we know, there has been no other live talk show podcast recorded in Akron, or at least on the Musica stage.
Sounds about right to me. I don't know. Let's just go with it.
Yeah, let's go with it. But, Ben, so, as we told everybody in the intro tonight, Spoils of Akron podcast started December
16th, right?
16th.
Well, yeah, we just thought about it, really.
We did. Well, we were at band practice one night, and go ahead and take a seat, good sir. Move this. I'll take that.
I'm gonna actually hold on to this, because...
Okay.
Wait, you know what? I won't need it.
So, Spoils of Akron podcast began December 16th, and it was a night after band practice, and Ben and I were like, let's go get a drink, all right? So, we went to a local, not really a local, but a franchise restaurant.
Yeah,
May rhyme with bumblebees, and something like that. Or
Snapple-lees.
Snapple-lees. And he got a Dortmunder, I got a fuzzy navel. Because they're amazing. And we were just talking about podcasts. And you brought a couple that you liked.
Oh, yeah. I that's all I do. I listen to podcasts.
All the time?
Every minute of every day.
All the time. So what are some that you like?
Well, at the time, I was really into Pete Holmes' podcast, You Made It Weird.
Mm-hmm.
I like... Oh, gosh. What do I listen to now? This American Life, that was like the first one I got into.
Which is the one that was about the authors?
Oh, the Dead Authors Podcast. Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody about that one because that one's really funny.
Yeah. Did you listen to any of
it? I haven't. You sent me a couple clips. So you sent me the link to it.
Yeah.
I listened to the clips. They were really funny. Yeah. They were terrible, but really funny.
That's right. Yeah. No, I did.
You sent me the one about Anne Frank,
right,
which is terrible.
Okay. So, Dead Authors Podcast is with Paul F. Tompkins. He's a comedian, improv actor or stuff. And he acts like he's H.G. Wells, and he brings back dead authors from the past with his time machine, which are also just other improv comedians. Mm-hmm. And then he interviews them, and it is hilarious. Like, you don't even have to know the authors. Yeah, you know, there's a few that I've never even heard of, and they just like Wikipedia all the information, and they just make a ton of stuff up. It's so
all
funny.
On the spot too, and they do it sometimes in front of a live audience, correct?
It's always in front of a live audience.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So at the time, I was also listening. I was working a job. Actually, at that point, I was unemployed, but before then, I was working a job. Shut up. I was working a factory job, and luckily I was able to listen to music or podcast, and I would just burn through podcasts. I'd listen to like six of them a day, and a couple of the ones I really liked was called How Did This Get Made with Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, and...
I listened to that one finally.
Yeah. And what they do, and who here has seen, and I'm addressing the audience and the podcast listeners, who here, and you know, be loud... has seen like a terrible movie. Like a terrible movie. Come on. And then you ask yourself, how did this movie get made? Like, seriously, how did it get made? And what they do is they watch terrible movies and then they just talk about it and they break it down and they try to figure out like how did this even get, like, whose idea was it to make Sharknado. Like, that's one of the ones they talked
about.
Okay,
that one's bad on purpose.
Yeah, true.
But no, that's a good question, because sometimes I'm watching a movie and I'm like, who... Mm-hmm. There's got to be someone on the crew who's like, guys, this isn't turning
like Lake
out
Placid.
Very good.
Lake Placid. A movie is defined by being so long. Normal movies are 90 minutes long. Lake Placid, I believe, is 72 minutes long. It's not even, like, they were like, we're not even going to try to stick in, like, extra scenes of them running around from a crocodile. And then the other thing they talked about in that movie was... The crocodile isn't like Jaws. You know, in Jaws, if you go in the ocean, it's going to get you. And, you know, this is a town about beachgoers, and it's a beach town, a summer town, or whatever.
Yeah,
so they need the beach for business. The crocodile in Lake Placid isn't messing with anybody. Just leave it alone. Like, if they weren't even to go to the lake, there wouldn't even be a movie. So that's one of the ones I listened to. Another one was I love Kevin Smith. Who here loves Kevin Smith? Woo! Yeah? I love Kevin Smith. So he's got like 15 podcasts.
Three people.
One of them, Fat Man on Batman, which is all about Batman. So I love listening to that one. But when we were talking about recording our own podcast, we didn't know what it was going to be about. So we talked about, would it be about movies, religion, politics, all this different stuff. We're like, nah, that stuff's... too hard.
Yeah.
Let's just make it about a place. Mm-hmm. So we chose Akron.
Yeah. Yeah, and this was important to me because I grew up in Akron, grew up here my whole life.
Uh-huh. As did I.
Yes, and I never really got to explore much. I haven't seen a lot of Akron. So this really like pushed me out of my shell, and I got to meet a whole bunch of awesome, amazing people.
We always laugh because we say that half of the podcast is like letting the listeners discover Akron, but then the other half is Ben discovering Akron.
It's like an idiot abroad with
even Ben. Though he's lived here his entire life, he knows nothing about the city.
Yeah, an idiot of Ben.
Yeah, an idiot Ben abroad.
Yeah.
But Ben, you know, in our first episode, which we recorded, I believe, March 16th, mm-hmm. we talked about a topic, and you said, I'm going to bring that up at a later time. I want to bring up Debbie. Now, if you didn't listen to that episode, Debbie was the code name, because Ben really didn't want to tell me her real name, about the woman that he took out on a date to go see elderly people perform theater.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we went to see...
You are such a ladies' man. Do you know that?
That's it. We went to see Driving Miss Daisy.
Uh-huh.
At a community theater.
For like a geriatric community theater.
Well, I don't know. It didn't seem that way. But anyway, like that movie has like three generations that play is like three generations of people. They're all played by very elderly people. And we went out on like 6 or 7 dates.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it ever official? It was just like...
It was never like Facebook official. It was never FBO.
Then it's not official.
No. Okay.
If it's not Facebook official, it's just not official.
She did end up dumping me on my birthday. Aww. Did I tell you that?
Is that why on your birthday you watch terrible movies that make you cry?
Okay, Schindler's List is not a terrible movie.
Okay, so on Ben's last birthday, this like 2 months ago, I was like, dude, you want to hang out? He's like, no, I'm having a me day. It's like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm watching Schindler's List.
That was 2 years ago. That was my 23rd birthday. What did I do this past birthday?
You were again on this birthday like, I'm just going to hang out by myself.
Yeah,
and not
no,
do
that's
anything.
That's how I like it. I like it that way. I just like just chilling by myself sometimes. So what I wanted for my birthday was to watch Schindler's List by myself.
So tonight, Ben, is your goodbye show. Yeah. And not just for Spoils of Akron, but for Copper Pennies as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're moving to Cincinnati.
Yes.
So you got to go down there and visit a couple times, correct?
Once for just an interview, and then I drove straight back up here. And then this past weekend, I stayed down there for a few nights.
Okay. What did you learn? Because I have some interesting facts I want you to know about Cincinnati before you move there.
Listen, Cincinnati is huge. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm unfamiliar with the place. It's just, it's a big city.
They say it's basically two cities, and the river just... cuts right through it.
Yeah.
And the Kentucky side is basically just the same as the Ohio side.
Yeah, I think there's like places in Kentucky that have like a Cincinnati address.
Yeah.
So it's weird. But I mean, like, going down there, it's just, it's overwhelming. Like, okay, Akron is still, like, Akron is still kind of a fixer-upper, you know?
Hey, it's in the works.
You know, and so, like, no, what,
Liz just went, oh!
No, I mean it in the best way possible, because if you come to Akron, there's a place for you. You know, you can, like, get plugged in somewhere. You can just find, they need you.
Yeah.
You know? But in Cincinnati, like, it's just so packed and everything.
How about this? In Akron, you're a big fish in a little pond. And okay. In Cincinnati, you're, wait, did I say that wrong? A little fish in a big pond. Did I say that backwards?
No.
A big fish in a little pond and a big fish.
A little pond and a big fish.
Did I say that correct? Anyways, I think you guys get the gist. Did you also know that a lot of important people come from Cincinnati, Ben?
Probably.
Jerry Springer.
He was once the mayor of Cincinnati.
He was once the mayor. Neil Armstrong.
Liz, that says a lot.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong is from Cincinnati.
Yeah, of course he is.
You didn't know that.
No, I knew he was from Ohio.
Let's see, what else? Do you know that it's not always called Cincinnati?
It's sometimes called Cincinnati.
I didn't know that, but it's called the Queen City.
Queen City, yeah.
And Porkopolis.
Ew.
Because it used to be like the pork capital of the world.
That is so gross.
So there's
so
a lot
weird.
Of barbecue, and they say, apparently on online, they say to check out Eli's Barbecue.
Okay.
So you have to check it out.
I do like barbecue, but I'm glad Mark's wife isn't here. Is she?
No.
No, she's not. Lynn is a vegetarian.
Okay, how about this? Have you ever had Cincinnati chili?
No, not yet, and I've been told it's delicious and terrible.
Why don't you tell everybody, if you don't know what Cincinnati chili is, tell everybody what it actually is and how gross it is.
Okay, so it's chili, you put it on spaghetti. Who doesn't know what Cincinnati chili is? I think everyone... Okay, Cody doesn't know. It's got like, everything in it. But, it's chili, and they put, like, chocolate syrup in it and stuff, and
they put it on anything.
Yeah. They put cinnamon. Actually, the cinnamon's not so bad in chili.
You know.
I heard if you grew up in Cincinnati, you'll love it. If you're from out of town, it's an acquired taste.
And I also heard that they put it on spaghetti, and they put it, like, they just put hot dogs on a plate and just put it on top of hot dogs.
We have it here. Skyline Chili? We have a Skyline here.
I think we used to. Oh, there is one still down on Market Street, right? Market,
yeah,
right?
Tom says it's great. Hey, Tom.
Tom Cerner, everybody. Okay, do you like pretzels?
Yeah, who doesn't like pretzels? Wait, like soft pretzels or hard pretzels?
I think it's soft.
Okay, I like soft.
Apparently, a local favorite pretzel maker, Servatiti Pastry Shop and Deli, serves a 6-pound pretzel. They say it's for parties, but I want you to buy one and just send us like a 10-minute video. Like a 10-hour video of just you eating this pretzel by itself. Can you do that for us?
It's got to be one of those man versus food challenges, right?
Ben versus food challenges.
I lose. Ben loses every time.
All right. Also, they love to run. So, Ben, you're going to have to get into shape.
They just like everyone in Cincinnati just loves to run.
That's what it said online.
I didn't see a lot of larger
people
down there.
They said there's like 12 different marathons going on throughout the year.
Only 12?
You know, you're going to have to start running again.
How many marathons
again? What am I saying? You never ran in the first place, right?
Never, not once. No.
Okay, let's see. What else? Ooh, I got one more that I want to bring up
you
to everybody.
You keep scrolling up and down on this iPad. Did you just like randomly
I did
pick
my
spots
research
all over your iPad to put notes?
I did. Well, I use notes.
Is that how you're filling time, by searching for things? And
Yeah. Last thing I want to say, you're gonna have to change your vocabulary, Mister.
Okay.
Because they don't say grumpy or peeved; they say salty.
I don't say grumpy or peeved either.
Do you say salty?
I thought we invented that. Okay, Woodridge High School, salty was a huge thing.
So you already say salty?
No, I did. I did when I went to high school.
Okay.
Like people said that all the time. I didn't know where it came from. I thought we made it up.
No.
Okay.
People say salty though. You're going to have to change your vocabulary. Every time I get a text message from you that's like, I had a terrible day, I'm so angry. It better not say angry. It better say salty.
Okay. There's another thing. This guy said that I was talking to. He said instead of saying like what or pardon, they say please. Hmm. When they want you to repeat something.
I did
okay.
See
so
that too.
So So
let's do an example.
Yeah. You order some food. Okay.
Okay. Can I get a cheeseburger with no cheese on it, double beef, bacon, and a side of cheese, please.
Please?
Excuse me?
Please? I need
Can I get a cheeseburger without the cheese, with lots of beef, with cheese on the side, please?
Please?
Okay, seriously, man, I'm going across the street.
Wait. I need to know what you just said.
I just said what I wanted.
What did you want? Please?
Oh, my gosh.
It's so weird.
That's really what they do?
Yeah, because there's like a huge German population down there. And apparently in German, instead of saying like, pardon, they say please. Whatever.
That is going to make you really salty.
Whatever the word in German for please is.
So, Ben, we're taking a new step with Spoils of Akron.
Yeah, we are.
With your departure, you know, we're closing one door, but we're opening another. Mm-hmm. And this next step, we are bringing on new hosts.
Yes.
And these new hosts that we're bringing on, they've worked with us in some way. You know, they've either been guests, they've been behind the stage, they've been friends/roommates of us, and we've gotten to know them. So the first person I want to bring on is very important to us. Not only did she get us the space for tonight, but she runs the Urban Eats Cafe. So let's give it up for Liz Tyron. Everybody, give her a round of applause. Liz Tyron, everybody.
Hello.
She brought up corn. I have no idea why.
I'm helping, right? I've never played a guitar on stage, but now I sound really good. Thank you, Ben, for helping.
Liz.
Hello.
Why did you bring corn up on stage?
I brought corn. It's not just any corn. It is the Lay's corn. It is Lay's. It is officially ready. Everybody go and get it. And our chef at Urban Eats and my significant other, Mr. Jason Scala, just brought this to me as a present.
Speaking of Jason, he made this awesome.
Yes, everybody, give Jason a round of applause. Look at this.
Sign it. Jason is a stencil artist. You can see his great works in our cafe and at Revival right now. But thank you, honey. Appreciate it. He messaged me that he had a surprise for me. I had no idea. And he came in and he said, it's ready.
The corn was the surprise.
The Lay's is ready.
Well, Ben, I have some facts that Liz gave me a couple weeks ago. And I want you to try to figure out, I'm going to give you two sentences to you.
Okay.
One of them is true. One of them is not. But you have to try to figure out, because we've gotten to know Liz here, and I want the audience to get to know Liz, which one is
real. This
is going
to be so easy.
And which one, which
so
one
easy.
Is
I know Liz
fake.
So bad. So good.
Was Liz.
I'm really scared.
Born in Niagara Falls, or was she born in the back of a car on the way to the hospital?
In Niagara Falls? Like in the waterfall? No, not that one.
In a barrel going over the, I don't know, in Niagara
Falls.
Obviously,
well, now I'm kind of confused because it could be that one.
Which one do you think it is?
I'm just really confused. Oh, hold on.
Niagara Falls. She was born at Niagara Falls.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
That she was born at Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, I thought he answered. I thought he got it wrong. Yay,
no.
Ben, you got
well,
it right.
If it was in Niagara Falls, no, of course not.
So my grammar is what
Cody,
messed you up?
Cody, yes. Can I throw you my corn? If he catches it, he gets a prize. Someone come up with a prize. Hey!
Your prize is corn.
You won corn.
Hey, speaking of corn.
It's gold around here.
I heard like 90% of corn is GMOs.
Anyway.
What is GMO?
I'm not going to bash Lay's corn by saying that, you know, because I really don't know. I haven't.
I don't know either.
Until you know.
I just hear stuff.
Lay's perfectly good, wholesome corn.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. By the way, aren't you the guy that's like, Akron is still, you know, what did you say, a fixer-upper?
Okay.
Oh!
No!
Ryan, you are loud. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I'm
Liz, give it to him. Come on.
I'm so upset about that.
I meant it in a nice way. I grew up here.
And what is with Cincy stealing our people? Because Liz Mazzacco of 91.3 The Summit and Steve Felix of The Nightlight have recently relocated to Cincinnati because Liz got a really great radio job down there DJing. I get it. But now you're going. So is this like a trend? I think we need to bomb Cincinnati.
What?
Who else is up for that?
I didn't say that. That's not being recorded.
No one's going to hear this, Liz. No one's recording this. So
this
do not worry.
Just between us. Something's going on down there. Someone's secretly recruiting
us. It's a conspiracy.
I'm putting a stop to it. There's the last one.
They're stealing all of our people.
Yeah. You just like drop the mic out of one hand. Okay.
I turned it off on accident. Now, Liz, you have got to know Ben here pretty good too, right?
A little bit. I really mean that. A little bit.
I have some facts about Ben as well, so I want you to tell me which one's true and which one is false. Are you ready for this?
These will definitely be guesses. But
mine are good.
Did Ben once draw a picture of an Elvis Presley tooth fairy in elementary school that won an award and was hung up in the children's hospital?
I hope so, because that's really cute. That's cool.
Or did he glue feathers to his hands and attempt to fly like a bird off a one-story balcony, resulting in a trip to the hospital and two broken legs?
Okay, poker face.
I honestly hope either of those are true, and obviously one is, so aces to you, because great.
Which one is true and which one
is false? I'm going to go with the first one.
That he drew an Elvis Presley tooth fairy?
He's a music lover. I'm going with that.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He did do that.
That second one is actually not too far from the true story either.
I think we now, even as an adult, I think we need to reenact that here and tape it here in Akron before he leaves, don't you?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Feathers jumping off a, what is it, balcony?
Yeah, like a balcony. We have a balcony right outside.
Okay, here, I have a confession to make about the Elvis Presley tooth fairy, though.
That's not real?
No, we
I tricked you all.
I did draw an Elvis Presley tooth fairy, but I totally copied off the kid next to me. Yeah, we had to just draw our dream tooth fairy or whatever. And he was drawing Elvis Presley tooth fairy. I was like, that's really cool and creative. I'm going to do that too. And he's my best friend, so why not? So I won the award and he did not.
That's okay. I have a confession. In first grade, I couldn't do math. And we were supposed to learn how to subtract. And it was something like, I don't even know. But it was, or maybe we were learning to add. And it was like 2 + 2 = 4. Or what was it? 4 - 2 = 2, something like that. And I looked at my neighbors and I saw that 4 - 2 = 2, I think is what it was. And so I just thought whatever the bottom number was, like 10 - 2, it must be the bottom number. So all my answers came out that way. So I think we all learned that way at some time. And I learned very quickly that's not how subtraction works.
No, not at all.
So I'm with you.
Yeah, but you didn't win an award for doing math wrong.
You won an award. That's right. Yeah. Did you at least give him credit or something?
Did you at all?
I got a $50 savings bond.
What did the kid say? Did he confront you? Like,
no.
Dude, that was my
Were you still best friends after this?
We were never best friends, but no.
Because I don't, that's, you know, art's a whole other story. I do not have respect for people who copy art in that way. Like, I'll tell you what, we come up with the original food items on our menu next door in the cafe and all that stuff, and we take great pride in it. But I'm one of those people who, I'll tell you what, if one of my immediate neighbors or somebody, if somebody's doing an item and I come up with it coincidentally, it makes me not want to produce that item because I want to be original.
Okay, I was like 7 years old.
And I can't respect anybody who looks at our stuff or someone else's and says, oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Ben, you've lost our respect.
Come original or don't come at all, right?
This is... Nobody cheered.
There's my cheer.
I feel really bad right now.
Well,
I shouldn't have said that.
We're going to miss you, Ben.
We're going to miss
it. This is all about you and making you feel good today.
All right, let's bring on the next new host of Soap, Mr. Cody Stanley. Cody, test your mic.
Woo-hoo!
Test your mic. See if the mic's working.
Hello.
Cody's now on stage. He's having mic trouble.
Hello, got it.
Oh, wait, no, it's working.
It's working.
I'm so enthused. Cody Stanley!
Woo!
So,
hi, everyone.
What do you have to say to the crowd tonight, Cody?
Hello. How are all of you? Are you good?
I think everyone's good. Yeah. If you're good, clap
Hi,
your
everybody.
Hands.
I still look at my friends.
Your friends!
Actually, I want to single out the dude with the blonde hair. He has an If You're Happy and You Know It, clap your dinosaur shirt on, and I'm all about it. I love the T-Rex that can't clap.
Cody, thank you so much.
You have to leave that shirt when you go.
Yeah, you have to take your shirt off, which he's okay with because on stage at the Electric Pressure Cooker, he was doing some comedy, and it was hilarious, and I would reenact it, except I'm not going to do it. This is an audio podcast, so it doesn't matter. He goes, and it was Robert, it was hilarious, and he goes, I have a poem. And he goes, it's called Man on Fire. And he takes a breath, and then he goes, ah! And he rips off all of his clothes, and he rolls around on the guy, and he goes, ah! And he runs out in the crowd, and then he runs off stage, and he goes, that's, oh, no, no. Then he said, I was sponsored by Subway or something like that, right? And he ran off stage, and it was hilarious. And I was emceeing the event. So I ran up there, because I was like, is he done? I know what's going on. And I ran up there, and then he comes back on stage, and I looked at him and goes, I feel so overdressed. And he goes, well, I can fix that. And I took all my clothes off on a stage. My boxers were still on. And my mom's here. Hi, Mom. And she must be so proud of her son for just going out.
Did you just notice, see her?
No, I saw her at about halfway through the story. I go, I really shouldn't be telling this story, but Mom, I love you. but yeah, so I don't think he would care if you borrowed it. Took his T-shirt. I don't think, Liz.
That's actually your prize for catching the corn.
Oh.
What?
I'm so excited now. I got free T-shirt.
I don't know if we're. Oh, here it comes! Oh my
no,
God.
Robert, you don't have to do that. Oh my God. Oh. Robert Williams, everybody, give him a round of applause.
Not the first one to take his shirt off in Musica, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
All right, that dude needs to
Thank
be up
you,
here.
Robert,
with us.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's move on from that because that was amazing. Liz.
What are you talking about?
Liz, Ben, I have a fact about, I have another one from Cody that I want you guys to give me the fact or false, okay?
Okay.
So
I'm doing like gymnastics all over the stage right now.
We got wires all over the place, people. So Cody,
dangerous.
Cody gave me some really interesting ones that sucked, so I made him do other ones. So he gave me these ones just last night.
He did do that. That's a lie.
He made you redo that?
He gave me one that was like, I have three siblings.
Me too.
I had a specific amount of time I had to get them done in. I had to give them
all right,
five.
So this is
it was
team
really
thing you
hard.
And I are going to
Yeah.
Like. I got it. Thank you.
Oh, closer.
We got this.
Thanks.
I want them to hear your voice. Oh, so Ben and Liz.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Did Cody attempt to jumpstart a car in the rain one time with shocking consequences? Or was he in an accident 5 days after he got his driver's license? How dumb is Cody? I guess that's the question.
I don't know. Talk in your mic.
Really?
The first one alludes to electrocution.
Yeah.
Shocking.
That's where he got his personality.
The second one seems more common to me.
It does. It sounds like that. Has anyone else had that problem where you got into an accident like one?
Well, we got one up here.
Was it 5 days after you got your license?
Two weeks.
A parked bus?
A bus is huge.
What? Okay. Let's go with B because I'm hoping it's.
I'm with B.
Yeah. Okay.
So you think he was in an accident 5 days after he got his driver's license?
Yeah.
You are correct. He did.
Okay. What happens? Do you like lose your license or?
Yeah.
Is that like a probation period?
You have to lose your license. So the judge like has to take away your license for 6 months because I was only 16. It was awful.
Thank God you're obviously very dangerous and nobody wants to be on the road with you.
I'm a great driver now. My friends disagree sometimes, but I think
Were you like super excited? You're like, I got my license.
I'm much better now.
It was like I had it for 5 days and then I hit
a parked bus
at like a stoplight. We were only going like 3 miles
an hour
and there was
no damage. An elderly person crossing a road with a walker.
A Cincinnatin?
No, but and then I had it for like 25 days after that until my court date, and then I was like, then they took it. It was really sad.
Aww. So did like mom and dad drive you around?
Yeah. Back to being a little boy. Again. That was awful.
Well, as everybody knows,
it's common.
As not that everybody knows, Cody is my roommate. We have a house together in Norton, and it's been crazy. It's been an adventure. In the first couple of days, we didn't have plumbing downstairs to do laundry. You would run the washing machine, and the entire basement would flood. Well, not the entire basement,
no,
but like
just the one side.
It would flood. So we tried fixing it, and one way that I fixed it that I will never forget Cody's face, there was, and I've told this story previously on a podcast, but I will really fast do it. Does anybody else have, like, I don't know if that's me feedbacking, but...
It's gotta be.
Does everybody, like, when you do a load of laundry, it drains into a hole in your basement, and then that goes out to your sewage tank or whatever. So, growing up in my parents' house, my father's... I'm so sorry. My father's...
Don't hold the mic like that. Yeah, there you go.
My father's arm was too big to fit down the hole. So growing up, I would stick my hand in a hole to unclog it all the time because that's just what you have to do with a house sometimes.
I learned that.
So Cody comes downstairs into the basement, and my sister and I, because she was over helping painting our house, I have my hand up to my elbow in the floor in this sewage drain pipe, okay, trying to unclog it. And Cody's face, and I'm going to look straight at the camera when I do this, was this. Like, gross. What are you
disgusting.
Doing? He was like, what? Do you have a glove on? And I said, what is a glove going to do? My elbow, I'm elbow deep in this thing. And I was like, Cody, what are you talking about? So, I'm sorry, Ben. So that was one of the things that we had, one of the learning experiences we had with having a house. Our hot water was out for a while.
Yes.
That was our good. Roof was leaking.
Yes.
We had a lot of crazy things pop up.
Yeah.
But we have been living together for about, what, 3-4 months, and it's been an experience.
Years.
Gosh. But Cody.
Feels like it, right?
I know. But Cody, I want to ask... how you feel about the spoils of Akron, because you get a different perspective than everybody else here. You get to live with me. So, and that's, everybody
Lucky
wants
Cody.
That. So I want you, how do you feel about spoils of Akron, and what's your perspective on it?
Well, I've been around since spoils of Akron started too, because I've been friends with Ryan since then. I've been to a lot of the recordings, and you know, spoils of Akron, I'm really excited for the future of Spoils of Akron, as well as the past and what they've accomplished so far. But I'm really excited for things that we're going to do in the future. I'm excited to do the live shows that we've decided to do once a month. And
yeah.
On the screen up here, it says our next live show is September 13th on Sunday from 6 to 9.
It's no, it says here. Uncorked Wine Bar.
That's what it says right now. There's a slide.
Liar!
But I'm really excited for Spoils of Akron for the future.
Oh, wait, it's right there.
Oh, there it is. See, I told you. I was just a few seconds too soon. But yeah, I'm really excited,
you.
And I can't wait.
It totally hurt you.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You know, this next step, Ben's leaving. I'm going to keep saying that throughout the night so it hits home with him. But we're bringing on more people. And the next person that I want to introduce, he's been with Spoils of Akron since the beginning. If you've listened to some of our past episodes, he's usually been the voice in the background when we ask him about dates and stuff, because he's a little bit older than us, and he goes, those youngins. But he yells out, because he doesn't have a mic, and he's always answering our questions. So I want you guys to give a round of applause to Mr. Chris Miller.
Woo-hoo!
Chris is here! Of the Akron Digital Media Center. He's also the editor-in-chief of The Akronist. He's got the best hair in the room.
Today.
He did have plumbing.
By the way, who's gonna play the guitar when Ben is gone?
Chris plays.
Silence. I don't know.
I can play the ukulele. Not as good as Shelby.
Realize
Olive.
Realize how needed you are.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Who Shelby was awesome. Kyle was awesome.
Shelby,
I'm so glad they
Kyle
opened for
awesome.
Us.
Until today, I thought Chris Miller was the only one who played Radiohead on a ukulele. So.
But Chris, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, not only have you been with us since the beginning, but you've also been a driving force for us, because it's your technical expertise that sets all this up. We couldn't have done, I mean, if we would have tried to do Spoils of Akron by ourselves, it would have just been us like recording off of a laptop, just with the microphone built, like the built-in microphone on the laptop, because we didn't know what to do. But Chris, you've come on and you've shared your expertise with us, and we couldn't have done it without you. Where do you see SOAP going? As somebody who's in the news, somebody who's in the, you know, you have to be in the in and now of the culture of Akron. You know, what's your insight on Spoils of Akron.
Well, I think we're onto something pretty unique. You know, when I first met you guys, I was working on a story about the Wandering Aesthetics open mic night.
All right.
And so when I met Ryan and Ben, I thought, you know, we at the Media Center at the library, we get a lot of ideas. A lot of people come in, want to do a show, but, you know, 9 out of 10 people are usually unprepared. They usually say, I want to do a show, and then you set everything up and something falls through. But you guys, I knew, were very enthusiastic from the beginning, and I've also learned along the way, because this is the first podcast I've produced this many episodes for, and if you listen from episode one till now,
you can hear the difference.
You know, some difference in quality, and mm-hmm. So I learned along.
Not that much difference. it's all amazing, right? Yeah.
But I've learned along with you guys, and I really love the idea of it, because part of the Akron is, you know, which, you know, Blue Green here has a huge hand in with me as well. And part of the Akron is finding those unique, quirky people. And Akron is pretty quirky overall. And finding the cool arts and culture and cool events going on and interesting personalities. So that really spoke to me. So as I sat there running sound for your episodes, I really wanted to chime in more. So I'm kind of glad you guys, you know, set me up with a mic this time.
Yeah. This is your first time you hit. Oh, wait, no.
He was last week.
Okay.
The episode with Shane Wynn.
Never mind. I'm wrong.
It's okay.
Did you have a question about him?
I have questions about Chris.
Okay, good.
Now, Cody can't answer this one because helped me with a couple of them. So, Cody, you have to be quiet for once. Let's see.
You are going to hear about this later.
Okay, so.
Cody's changed.
We don't even have. Okay, yeah.
We don't even have any of them? Is that what you're about to say?
We don't have keys.
Hey, and their address, by the way, is.
No, shut up. Okay, so you two, Cody, you can kind of help, because if you remember, then you know, but if you don't, so.
Don't help.
Was Chris captain of the swim team in high school, or was he class president in high school?
I hope it's the swim team.
You do.
I think it's class president, but I hope it's a swim team.
Gosh, I could see either. We're 1-1 so far. We gotta get this.
I think it's class president.
I do too. That was my initial. That was my gut. Okay. So
wait, no, Ryan was class president.
Oh, Ryan just wanted you to point that out. That's how that got in there.
Vote for Dyke, the guy
busted.
To like.
So,
that was my
so
motto, and it didn't really work.
By that logic. Chris might be the swim team captain,
really,
and Ryan just wanted us to mention class president so that everyone knows he was a class president.
I think Chris was the swim team captain.
We're going with A.
Let's go with that.
For the first time tonight.
Oh, no.
You guys are wrong.
We don't win corn.
Woo, yeah.
No corn for us. No dinosaur t-shirts.
Chris, did you even have a swim team in your high school?
No, we didn't.
Are you flattered though that we?
Mud puddle with beside the school.
Aww. Are you flattered that we like?
Flattered that anybody think I'm athletic.
Yeah, that you were a champion athlete in high school.
Don't you play like tennis or something? I don't know.
No, I don't. No.
Did you play any sports in high school? No. Did any
this
of us play sports in high school?
To tell everyone
I played sports.
Tennis.
Cody played tennis, I played sports.
Did you play sports?
I was on ski team, and I played softball, but only in middle school. I was on the ski team and Spanish club in high school. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yes. Spanish club is not a sport.
Neither of those.
Do you either get? Wait, wait. Did
Unless
you get
a
letter?
The hand motion.
Did you get a letter for Spanish club?
No, they needed to start giving those out. I'm sure I would have gotten one.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm actually. That's funny you mentioned that. I'm actually trying to learn French as of recently.
Can you do a little bit for
I know
us?
I know a whole 10 words, un peu, or something like a little.
Un peu?
But I have this dream. I'm a very Akron girl, and one of my very best friends owns a little fashion boutique in Akron called Noto, and she and I just decided a couple weeks ago we're going to save our pennies and go to Europe, to Paris next year. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to learn French a little bit, and... Chuck Auerbach, who's the and Mary Auerbach, who produced Dan Auerbach, of course, you know, as
we know.
She taught French at my high school.
She taught my friend Lauren French in school, and I'm really disappointed.
If you don't
like,
know, wait. If you don't
and
know
it was
who Dan Auerbach
Madame
is,
Madame Auerbach.
Yes.
If you don't know who Dan Auerbach is, he is one half of Thank you. The Black Keys.
Right, right. So this and Mary, and I know his parents much better than I know him, obviously, but they come into the shop, and she was a French teacher. She actually retired a couple years ago. She brought her whole French class into the cafe one day, and she's wonderful. And then I find out that my good friend had her as a French teacher in high school, along with her, my friend's sister and some friends, and they all learned great French from her. And my friend, who I'm going with, knows nothing. She's like, I slept all the time. And I'm like, Lauren, I'm going to call Mary and tell her this. This is terrible. She's like, no, you do not call Madame Arbach and tell her this. But her sister thankfully picked up on it. They're going to help us. We're going to get some coaching. And we're
Does
gonna
anybody work. Here speak any other languages than English?
I took 5 years of Spanish, but yeah, I don't know a word.
Yeah, me too.
The colors.
It's
Spanish,
one of those
probably.
Things. Spanish is the one colors? Of those things. I can read it, and I can speak a little. But, man, when they speak, they speak so quickly, I catch a whole 5% if I'm lucky, and the context can be completely different than what you think. So
please. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say no.
Por favor. Por favor.
Azul.
What?
That's blue.
Tacos.
Yellow. What's yellow, Cody?
That tacos is not a word.
Yes, it is. It's a Spanish word.
I mean, it
word.
Is a word, but, like, is taco actually a word, or is it, like...
It means taco.
But, like, is taco Spanish?
Yes.
It is Spanish. Like, it's in, like...
Yeah, it's a Spanish word.
So what's the American...
Taco.
Are you serious right now?
No, I'm serious. Like, does taco...
I've got to meet your mother and have a conversation with her. Taco is the American word and the Spanish Mexican word for taco.
So wait, it's so... Seriously, I'm serious. Like, car is caro, I think.
Caro.
Whatever. In Spanish. But, like... Taco is taco in English and Spanish?
Yeah, it's not taco-o in Spanish.
So is it taco in French taco? Is taco in, like, German taco?
I don't know. What
it is? It is. Okay, so taco is just, like, taco is a universal word.
Okay.
For all
so
languages.
So much for a show about local foods and businesses.
Hey, does Urban Heats have tacos?
This is my fault, I realize. We actually have, we always have a really great fusion menu, so there's always, like, different cultural influences.
Changes up.
And right. What do we have right now? Oh, this is cute. Max, who works for us, is by descent half Mexican and half German. So we are known for this little cute little macaroni and
Por
cheese.
Favor.
Macaroni and cheese and grilled chicken wrap that we do. Okay. And this time,
right?
So we actually call it the macaroni and cheese this time, as inspired by some children
that's
I know.
Cool.
And it's got some hot sauce on it. But we always have different, I mean, it's all over the place. Asian influence and you know, South American and American and French and Italian. It's all over the place. So it's fusion style. Moving right along.
So this all reminds me of another fact that Ben gave us. Well, or maybe one of the facts that Ben gave us.
Oh.
Was Ben, all of you. Named after the Michael Jackson song, Ben? Or was he named after a Mexican president who cussed out Herbert Hoover?
Poker face.
You are all speechless.
I didn't know there was a Michael Jackson song named Ben.
Really?
I didn't either, actually.
It was a remake of an older song.
Someone sing it.
Karaoke.
Well, I know if I hear it.
How's it go? Newer what's it sound like? Movie.
Well, I know it if I hear it.
I don't think I know it if I hear it.
Okay.
So.
Well,
if you don't know, then you obviously aren't named for it. Boom! You just gave it away.
Ben!
No, it doesn't. I don't have to be named. You,
so which
you
one
did
do you
that
guys
on purpose?
Think it is?
Well, I'm gonna go with the second one.
I'm going president. I'm going president.
Like you gave it away.
Ah, you guys are correct.
El Presidente.
Ben, you were named after somebody who cussed out a Mexican president who named out Herbert Hoover.
Okay,
what is this?
It's my middle name, Elias. It was my dad's middle name and his dad's middle name, and my great grandfather, I guess I would be, got it because he hated Herbert Hoover, and he was like so impressed that this president cussed out Herbert Hoover that he named his son after that name.
You know, people normally name their kids after like baseball players or stuff, not after people who cussed out Herbert Hoover.
Is anyone here named after a baseball player?
No, really? Oh, okay. Ryan Dyke is the only one named
again
after
about him.
No one else is? Are you serious?
Like the class president.
Who's named after baseball players? They're all named. Who's named after Mexican presidents?
Nobody.
Okay, no.
So the lesson here, cuss out Ben's parents and you might have a kid named after.
Are they here?
Okay.
It was like Plutarco.
So you got Elias that going for you.
Cortez or something. I don't know. But his middle name was Elias, which in American is Elias.
Very nice.
Elias. I like that.
You know, all this talk about middle names brings me up to another thing that Liz, it's a question about Liz. Hmm. So I came up with this one. Cody had no help with me, or with it, whatever. Was Liz...
My facts.
No, wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
I didn't have to resubmit mine.
Oh, you're so funny.
Liz doesn't have a belly button or a middle name.
Is that a statement or a question?
Wait, no. Which one doesn't she have?
Her middle name is on Facebook, dude. Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it? Oh, I was thinking. Oh, hold on. I was thinking her middle name was Elizabeth,
about Liz?
But that's her first
Which
name.
Which one's true about her?
I'm turning around so I don't give it away. No face. You don't even get to see my face.
You're trying to hide your belly button? That's weird. She's got to have a belly button. Who doesn't have a belly button?
Don't have belly
there's
buttons,
no poker
right?
face like the back of your head.
I'm gonna
there's a TV show about somebody who didn't have a belly button.
But that was a science fiction TV show.
Oh, I never watched it. I just saw it.
Did Adam and Eve have belly buttons? Okay.
Kyle XY was a science fiction
show. What was the second one? What was the second one again?
Okay, time's up.
She doesn't have a belly button or a middle name.
I'm just going to guess that Liz doesn't have a belly button.
Thank you, but...
She does have a belly button. She doesn't have a middle name. She's not a science fiction character.
Why not? I don't know.
My
that
boyfriend is laughing so hard
like
right now.
Somebody would say.
My boyfriend is picturing me with no belly button. Thank God it's the middle name.
Would you date her if she didn't have a belly button?
Would you still love me? Jason. That's a song. Yeah. I want Shelby to write a song about a girl without a belly button and a boyfriend who still loved her.
She probably would do that
for all people without belly buttons in the world to feel love.
Is
like
that
1%?
Can I just ask you how that's possible?
Are there people without belly buttons? Okay, we're getting into taco speak here. Are there people without belly buttons?
I guess if they were cloned, right? I don't know.
I bet there's a way, maybe.
To clone people?
I don't know what that. I don't know. I just think I have a belly button, so I don't know. Maybe.
Got him. Yep, he has one.
You know, all this talk about Akron.
What else you got? What you got?
You
questions.
Want me to give
Come
you some
on,
more?
Questions.
All this talk about belly buttons and stuff leads me to this next one that has nothing to do with belly buttons. So let's bring up one about Cody. Was Cody once attacked by a seagull in a Wendy's drive-thru?
Yes.
Or was he attacked by bees in his basement, which resulted in a broken window?
I think it's that one. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said. Right? Because I knew that one.
What do you guys think?
I want it to be the first one. I believe it's the second one.
I'm pretty positive it's the second one.
I tricked you. Both are true.
Even better.
I'm sitting right by the monitor, Ryan. This is loud.
He was attacked by a seagull in a Wendy's drive-thru, and he is attacked by bees in our basement, and he broke a window because of it.
Now, why would you do that?
Because I tricked you
why
both.
Why would you
I
trick?
Win.
I was
going
to say, I thought both of those were true.
I win.
I thought I was going to learn something too.
He's like, I win. All right, do you have one more for Chris?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty for Chris. Oh, I got a good one for Chris. All right, guys.
Okay.
Does Chris know how to juggle? Or does Chris know how to tap dance?
Juggling, please.
I would bet that Chris knows how to juggle.
I think
I'm
it's
going
juggling.
Tap.
Ooh, okay. So we got a split here.
Well, we should have kept score.
Oh, I have no. We'll like posthumously remember.
What?
Not that.
After we're dead?
Like, not that word. Like post show.
Posthumorously. Okay,
well, post show, remember.
Someone's going to die.
We can watch this back and make fun of the losers online. So yeah. I'm going tap.
Wait,
they're
Ben,
saying.
What do you think?
I said juggling.
I think juggling too.
Chris does know how to juggle. Liz, you are wrong. I think actually out
As
of all
usual.
This, Liz is the one that's losing out of all of this.
I lost one
well,
of you and one
we
of
Well, we teamed
own.
Up together a few times, so.
I still think I she's losing.
We got one wrong together.
Yeah. We got
For
one right
the
together.
Record, I've known these guys the least amount. As far as the group goes, they've all known each other much longer. For all I know, they're conspiring against me. But
yeah, we brought Liz.
I'm an Akron girl. I can handle it.
Liz was our third interview on the Sproles of Akron podcast. It was actually right here in this room, right over there where you're That's sitting, Sarah, right. where it's where we interviewed her. And we learned a lot of things about Liz, like she likes tiny ukuleles.
Yeah.
Because Ben brought in a ukulele that day.
To save space.
And
they're so cute.
They're very little.
I mean, you must have just been digging Shelby Olive then.
She had a tinier ukulele.
Yeah, hers was even smaller.
Liz was digging that. She like said something about it.
It was like electric.
I always want babies to play them. Doesn't that make sense? Like, I want a toddler to get up and start. I mean, that's just, isn't that where your mind automatically goes? So I was excited. I was like, look at it. It was
it's
like
a tiny
up
ukulele.
I pictured my three-year-old niece just going to
my parents
town
are here.
What?
How long have you guys been
here?
Mr. and Mrs. Arrington.
Okay, so since Ben's parents are here.
Oh, no.
I'm going to bring up another one about Ben, and this will be...
Ryan said you're loaded, by the way. I don't know what that means.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Ryan
just
said
a little
that
bit. So this last one's going to be for all the marbles. I want you guys to really think about this.
Okay.
And okay, I'll try my hardest.
I'm ready. No, you can't try. This so about you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about Ben, okay. So, you know. Was Ben...
Just
in a high school band called The Amazing Knee, their only song was Tackle Solitaire? Or did he go to States for speech and debate for humorous interpretation of Queen Latifah in Taxi?
My parents know this one. Of course they know this
I
one.
I helped you make this one, so I can't.
I know.
I'm going to guess the second.
That's funny.
You're going to guess that one?
They helped make
speech
this one.
And debate?
Like speech and debate guy
like that.
In school.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Liz?
I wasn't listening. What?
What?
I'll go with what I heard speech and debate. I'm going with
wait,
that.
I missed them too. Can you repeat them?
Was banned in a high school band or was he in speech and debate?
Speech and debate or high school band.
Yes,
that's not an answer.
I was going speech
please
and debate, but then I remembered he plays an instrument.
Oh, yeah.
Follow my logic. I'm going band.
What do you think, Chris?
Chris, you said?
You think speech and debate still?
Let's see.
Ben, what's the answer?
I was in a band called The Amit.
Liz is really
excited. I played bass in The Amazing
Knee
with some friends from high school. We had one song that my friend wrote. And
called The Amazing Knee? What was it about?
The song was called Tackle Solitaire.
I'm
and
sorry.
Asking what it's about it will get you nowhere because
it's not about anything.
This guy, he's a local musician now. Zach Lint. He goes by like Zach Pariah. I don't know. Did you guys know? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, he wrote that song that Tackle Solitaire, and it was a really crazy progressive rock song. Supposedly.
Okay, great. So for the record, I got one more point, and they just lost. Huh?
That's correct. Yes.
Well, Cody didn't even get a chance.
Things are evening out.
That doesn't count.
All right, I have one more game that I want to play with you guys. Now this one's a short one, but I'm gonna give you guys facts, and these are about people from Akron, and I want you guys to think about it, and then I want you to answer as quickly as possible with me giving you the facts. So, whenever you think you know the answer, shout it out, and if you get it wrong, you're out.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Process
wait,
of elimination.
You're out?
You're
so
out.
So, wait, you...
The facts get easier as they go.
So, we have to... I'm
confused.
Do we
get to go to the bar
so
and
we
have
to,
a
like,
drink?
Do we buzz in?
If we're out?
Yeah, I want you guys to make your own buzzing noises.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, Ben, what's your buzzing noise going to be?
Buzz.
That's great. Liz. Good. Cody?
Dead silence. Dead silence.
I don't have a
buzzing
noise.
That's it. All right.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Chris.
All right. I can do that.
Buzz.
All right. That's wait, great.
Ours are very similar.
We're flanked by buzzes.
I'll say biz.
All right. So,
okay, that's good.
This person, my father knows him. That's not really a good fact, but they get easier as they go. So, fact number one, my father knows him. Anybody got a guess so far?
I
didn't
don't
think so.
Even
so next.
No,
if
you get it wrong,
family.
You're out.
No.
Oh, so wait, if you get it wrong, you're out, right?
You're out.
No, I didn't guess.
Oh.
How is this fair when I've never met your family and they have?
Okay.
Next.
I don't.
He graduated from Kenmore High
is.
School in 1985.
This is not helping at all.
If you know in the audience, keep it to yourself. Tom, keep it to yourself.
Tom, do you really know?
I have a guess, but...
He was the inspiration for the Mark Wahlberg movie Rockstar.
Okay, that's not what I was thinking of.
You guys, anybody know it yet?
Oh, I know. Ripper Owens.
Ah!
You didn't buzz in. Buzz,
oh,
Ripper
wait.
Owens. I get it. I win.
You didn't say who is.
I'm
you
just
didn't
kidding.
Say
Chris
that
gets
a question.
It. It's okay. Chris got it.
Yeah, actually, him and I are both Ken
Can we insert that rule?
Yeah. So what year did he graduate? He graduated at 85 and you graduated?
91.
So. Okay, okay. So did you know him at all?
I met him later.
Okay.
I was born in 91.
Yeah, me too. Shut up. But no, my dad. They went.
I wasn't born until 94, so.
They but it was pretty cool at their reunion at like their 20 year reunion. Tim Ripper Owens, I don't know how to, what to call him. Ripper. He did a set. I think just an Rippo. Acoustic set, right, for everybody there in the audience. So they got to hear him playing stuff. Okay, cool. I have one more. Now okay. Remember your buzz-in noise, guys.
Buzz.
But everybody do it.
Buzz.
We're all comfy, cozy, and friendly here. I'm taking
That's
my shoes
That's a really
off.
Long buzz noise.
Then this okay. This next one.
Okay, let's go.
He played football in high school.
LeBron James.
Oh, my God. You
didn't buzz.
Buzz!
LeBron James.
What's that mean? I don't remember how to buzz. I just remember how to do it if it's wrong.
Number? Or
yeah,
that was it.
That's how you buzz in? I thought that's if someone gets it wrong, you say that.
No.
Have you ever seen any game show?
So to buzz in, I make like a bad noise, like.
Well,
okay, here, ready? LeBron
you
James.
Chose the buzz noise.
Okay, I still said it before anyone else.
You won. You won. So I'm gonna. I just want to read the rest of these because they're really interesting.
Really
he played football in high school. Rumors have it that he will be the star of Space Jam 2. Recently sold his Miami home for $17 million.
I bought it. It's mine now.
In Miami?
Yeah.
You're just moving it to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay. He's 6'8" and the number 23, people. Come on.
Yeah, we would have got it at that point, probably.
At that point, I hope you guys would have got it.
Maybe.
All you guys ever seen number 23 with Jim Carrey?
That scary movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe scary movie?
I don't know. It's okay. Okay, go ahead.
That was a great
Never
segue, Ben.
Yeah, that was pretty good, right?
So... we are coming to the end of the very first Spoils of Akron Live.
Dun, 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 dun.
I want to go down the line, starting with Chris, all the way down to Ben. And I want you guys to give some helpful advice to Mr. Arrington. Now, we've all got to know him here in this room. Us on stage here have gotten to know him maybe a little bit better. And I want you guys to give him some helpful advice about going to Cincinnati, because we're going to miss him. You know, he's been a part of all of our lives. So I basically just want to see if I can make him cry. So, Chris, why don't you start?
Okay.
Okay, next, Cody.
Okay, so if you find yourself homesick, missing your pal, Ryan, and Cody, and me somewhat, since we've been in a couple months, you know.
You especially, Chris.
Yes, thank you, sir. I would recommend going to the nearest watering hole and drowning yourself in your beer, because things will get better. Drink. My advice.
Thanks. Sorry. My parents are here.
And that's coming from the most mature person in
yeah,
our group,
right.
which
right.
says a lot.
You
just got to know us a whole lot better.
You just
got to
simplify, you know? And without just having a bad day, but make sure you walk there.
Oh, right, yeah.
So what I find it near is, you know, just walk outside your apartment, you know, closest watering hole.
Don't drive.
And then text
walk.
Us after you've had that picture. And then we'll give you more.
Give you a phone call, something you can record, you know?
Yes. Yep.
So we should all expect drunk texts from
Ben.
Yeah. Okay.
I miss you guys so much. Cincinnati chili
you guys,
is horrible.
You know I'm not the technical person here. Get ready to record
again.
This stuff. Get ready to record these things. And we'll play them during the podcasts and shows.
Let's keep moving. Cody.
It'll be a segment.
Cody is wise. He's young, but he is wise. Sometimes.
Well, I just learned what Cincinnati chili was tonight, but I would say don't eat that probably.
No.
I would also say...
chocolate syrup on my chili. What is that
That's
about?
So gross. Whoever made that up is disgusting, and they should be
He did it
themselves. I just want you to know.
It actually isn't too bad.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
It doesn't sound that great.
It's pretty good. When combined with the aforementioned beer.
Well, I'm sure that might
Chris.
You know, that might help, maybe.
Just about anything. Come on.
Maybe. This is a good question.
You know,
we didn't know we were going to get this question.
No, I didn't.
So.
This is the improv game.
Ryan surprised us with everything, by the way.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ryan.
I would say that you should probably avoid confrontation maybe there with people you don't
know. Don't get beat
you're
up.
You're a little, you're kind of tiny, so easily breakable. And not what? A lot of people know you yet, so I would just suggest.
You're going to get your ass kicked.
Make some friends. Make some big friends.
Do what you can to prevent that.
All right.
Make some big friends.
Big friends, tall people.
Liz, where are you going?
Where is she just leaving?
Liz.
It's a present.
Oh, I didn't even know, about,
didn't know
this.
About this.
I have a little torn. I have a torn little bag.
Oh, I didn't know.
And my
this.
Advice to you is, I got you a little gift, and whenever you doubt anything, a situation, yourself, you miss home, just remember where you came from and put that on
should
and look
I,
in the mirror.
Open it?
Okay, there you go.
Teamwork.
Just put this
mark.
On, and it will remind you that you, my friend, come from
shirt.
The rubber city, and you got nothing to worry
Look
about.
At that.
I love it. Thank you, Liz.
And if it doesn't work out, you can always come home.
That's oh.
Now I'm really gonna cry.
our advice was awful.
I almost cried during when Kyle was telling his story, and like dedicating it to me and everything. I almost cried during that. So.
Aww.
But yeah.
Do I win if I'm the one that makes him cry? Do I win everything?
You
like
win
the whole
thing? You win all.
You know, when all. I cry, I can't say a word. I can't talk. I'm just like.
No, I don't care about winning. I just care that you have a great time in Cincinnati. We're all going to come visit you at some point, I'm sure. But you make sure you come home and visit us, too.
This is awesome, Liz. Thank you.
And I have to give props because it's from the one and only Rubber City Clothing
yes.
Store upstairs.
Yeah, one of our people.
I'm sure you guys have noticed. This is going to be a constant with the live shows. We have this great little screen that the guys in their genius created with a projector and got this all set up. So thank you guys. And it's got everything local in terms of, not everything local, but all the logos are local. And it ranges from local businesses like Rubber City Clothing and Musica and the things in the neighborhood to.
Wanting
you know,
Aesthetics was on there.
Exactly.
Theater companies.
Exactly. As well as things like Possibilities is on there. And the September 13th show is going to be an animal show. We've got the Akron Zoo coming and representing it with an animal or two. There's going to be a zookeeper here to speak.
And have animals right here in Musica, people.
In addition
not
to
that
Liz.
Not, that
addition to Liz.
Not that there aren't already, but we're going to have the Humane Society representing and some other local animal organizations and shelters talking about, you know, everything from adopting to just, you know, animals themselves and how cool they are in the zoo. So that's going to be a really fun show. But the idea behind the screen behind us is that we're representing everything Akron, and we're really happy to have all of you here and help us kick this situation off. And it's going to continue to grow, and you'll always be able to say, hey, I was the first one. So thank you guys for coming out. Next time we're going to be interviewing other guests. It won't be like interviewing us each time. This is just an introductory thing, but we're going to be very happy to have other local guests of all kinds on stage as well. And we're really looking forward to what's to come. And thank you guys so much for your hard work, for setting this up, and just for
thank
being the
you,
awesome
Liz.
Guys. And I really want to give a hand to Blue Green, who's helped
yes,
behind
thank
the scenes
you, Blue.
So much.
Yeah, Blue.
So much. And to our bartender, Karen, everybody just give her a little
yes.
something tonight to show
yes.
her some appreciation. Karen. Put a little something in her birdcage on the bar to make it worth her while. Thank you so much for her coming out tonight. Sorry to bartend on this beautiful summer Sunday and all that fun stuff. And I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm going to hand it back to Ryan.
Okay. I'm going to close it out with some thoughts
well,
I have for you, Mr. Ben.
Oh, okay. Okay, you can say something, and I'll just, you know, say something tear-filled. Okay, go ahead.
I've gotten to know you for almost
oh, Jesus, it's gonna be tear-filled.
A year and a half, year and a couple more. We met at Little Women in Dynamics, and I always told you the funniest thing about it was we all auditioned. You know, when you go out for a part in a play, you audition for it, and we were short one guy, and Kirsten Thomas Fitzgerald goes, I got a guy. I work with him at Hale Farm. He's great. And he's like, I'll bring him at the next practice. And we were all sitting there, and someone asks, you know, at the next practice, and someone goes, where's your guy? And, like, on cue, you open the doors and, like, walk down the aisle. And it's like, you were the coolest person I had ever
Angel
met.
Angel singing.
And since then, you know, I have cried with you. We have cried, you know, when we first talked about that you were leaving. And you are correct. You cannot talk when you cry. I've played about, I think, 15 gigs with you now, almost.
Really?
Something about that. It's
wow.
like 12 or something.
It's been a lot.
And I wish you the best. Because I think you're going to do great in this new city. And from what we've talked about, Ben is a guy that, I don't want to say that when he gets put in a city, he finds out everything about it, because as you all learned, he's been here in Akron for 21 years and really hasn't discovered a lot.
Yeah. I'm 24.
24.
Well, minus four. Okay, yeah, you're right. Close enough.
And he's leaving before he learns it all, but anyway.
But I think when he moves to Cincinnati, they're going to gain a wonderful new citizen. And Ben, I just want to wish you the best, because I'm going to miss you, and we're all going to miss you. So give everybody here, give him a round of applause, because after this, he's playing his last show with Copper Pennies, none other than here on the Musica stage. So, Ben, close us out with some final words, and we're going to get this show on the road.
Okay, I'm going to talk very quickly because I'm tearing up. when we talked about this at Applebee's, oh no, there I said it. Stop it. Don't ruin the shirt, Liz. She just tried to dry my tears with the shirt, in case you're listening tomorrow. But yeah, when we first started this, I had no idea that we would even like record an episode. We were just talking about an Applebee's, and then you like called me up and said you met this Chris Miller guy, and he's awesome, and he wants us to record a podcast. And I was like, okay, I might be moving. I had no idea it would turn into this, and I'm just really excited for the future of Spoilers of Akron and the future of Copper Pennies. And you know, I made a lot of great friends through everything. Wandering Aesthetics guys, Benji and Kyle. I always say this, that the electric pressure cooker, every time you go there, you feel super accepted and super loved. And so, yeah, thank you guys for that. All the theater groups that I got to work with, been wonderful. So Spoilers of Akron, it's been awesome. A great, I guess, almost 2 years now that I've been back from college. So, my voice is shaky and it's embarrassing.
Real quick though, what are you going to be doing in Cincinnati? Tell everybody.
Oh yeah, I'm going to be a youth minister, youth worker at a Methodist church down there, and looking forward to that. You know, that's what I got my degree in, was youth ministry. So we'll see how that goes.
Gonna do good everywhere he goes, no doubt.
Do you want me to play us out? I'm not gonna sing. I'm just gonna play some music.
Play us a ditty.
And while he's grabbing his guitar, I want to let everybody know. On Saturday, August 1st, that's next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, Akron Farm and Flea will take place here in Musica as well as outside. It takes place the first Saturday of each month, and the Akron Art Walk also will take place that month. That evening, it's also the first Saturday of each month. So those are things to look forward to.
And coming up this next weekend, Ben and Mr. Tom Cerner here in the audience will both be playing Shrek and Farquaad in Dynamics Community Theater's production of Shrek. Cody, you also have an announcement. Rolling Hills.
The Ups and Downs of Rolling Hills is a production that Next Generation Players is putting on at the Norton Community Center on August 14th, 15th, and 16th. So check that out. It's on Facebook and everything. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. We are so lucky to have all these people that care about us and want to enjoy this new journey with us, and we're really excited that you came out to see the show.
And as always, guys, join with me. Keep it an Akron day.
And thank you, Chris Miller and Blue Green. If you guys happen to catch it, they played Pee Wee in front of the library last night.
Liz, we said the catchphrase at the end of the show.
I don't care.
You can't keep going.
I'm going to break all the rules, but you better be ready. No, they played Pee Wee last night in front of the library. It was awesome. So stay, you know, follow them, Akronist, and all, you know, all these places on social media, because they'll tell you about fun stuff like that.
I'm just going to sing this.
Good stuff.
Spoils of
Akron. What is going on?